Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Start banging your pots and pans, people. We're about to dive into the craziest week to date. Plus, Brian Perica from The Hollywood Reporter joins us on the panel. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There it is.
No!
It's on.
Where are the pots in the pan?
Love it.
Somebody, I'm just waiting for Josh to walk in and be like, surprise!
Oh, Lord. Yes. Oh, I'm not ready.
Coming. You guys, we didn't know. We didn't know.
Yeah, let's throw apples at
him. Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to the Big Brother After Show. I'm Bryce McClay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. I'm joined by my lovely panel here. I'll let you guys introduce yourself. Morgan, go first.
All right. I am Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette or Instagram Morgan Lee Ouellette. Someone changed their name so I can take both.
Ooh. And you guys can find me over on Twitter at It's Grant's Rants. And this week, I may be a Jody fan after all.
Oh, God.
Yes. That's the way to go. Yes. Yes.
And he is the resident recapper at The Hollywood Reporter for Big Brother. Yes, we're very, very thrilled to have Brian Perica here.
Yes,
thank you for coming.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I'm welcome.
Super
Absolutely.
Excited to be here.
Welcome, welcome.
Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can follow me at the letter B, Brian the Lion. On Twitter.
Brian the
and
Lion.
And Instagram too, actually.
Guys, like y'all are so creative.
Brian the Lion. Brian.
Someone help me.
And why don't you tell everybody exactly what you do?
So I'm a staff reporter at The Hollywood Reporter. This is my fourth season covering Big Brother. I've been a fan of Big Brother since I grew up. And then I started working at The Hollywood Reporter and I got to write about it. And it's all...
So it's like everyone's
sailing.
Dream.
Yeah, that's
you get paid to talk about Big Brother.
It's a huge commitment for a show to cover. It's one of the biggest ones.
It's 3 days a week, sometimes four.
Yeah. Sometimes 24 hours.
Sometimes twice. Sometimes
you never know.
Sometimes it's my life.
It's a live event.
I also wanted to tell everybody that when you see us looking up at the wall, we're not like just staring out at
space. We're staring at Josh.
Yes, we're staring at Josh. Actually, we have a live feed coming out. We are actually looking at the chat room, so on our YouTube page, so please come in. We want to hear from you guys. You might even get a shout-out if you come in.
Hey.
So that's what we're looking at, not anything else. okay, so I want to get to tonight's episode, but
yes.
First...
But first.
But first. Let's talk about Sunday's episode and Wednesday's episode really quickly. To recap, last week, Paul won HOH, Jessica... told the house that she had this halting hex and they had no idea what she was talking about, which Julie Chen actually called a foolish move, and I totally agree with her.
See, I like that she did that. I like that she told everyone.
You think so?
Yeah.
I just feel like knowledge is power in the game, so why not, if you have this one piece of knowledge, why not utilize that to the best of your ability?
See, I agree with that.
I mean, but look how much chaos her doing that did. Like how
this
much
is, yeah.
This was the most chaotic week we've had this season and probably in a while in a few seasons.
Well, and this halting hex unleashed a consequence in the game, which was the temptation competition, which I figured out. So it allows each house gets to choose to play in an exhibition competition where the winner of this competition automatically gets safety and the loser automatically becomes a third nominee. I'm right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a curse. Yeah.
Yes, it's a curse. So what do you guys feel about, how do you feel about this twist?
I like it.
I just question the third nominee in general because this house is so structured on agendas and going with the house and not necessarily numbers as much as we have these targets and there are enemy number one. Like we're like, they're hated, these people who are up. So I don't think that that's going to change anyone's game by having that third nominee. There's such a plan in motion.
Don't you think it could be to somebody's advantage if you are HOH? I mean,
or if you're on the block and there are three nominees, you don't need that many votes to stay.
You could easily backdoor someone. I also think,
and especially with Paul and his minions, like, this potentially could switch
up. Are they groupies or dogs? What are they?
Groupies, minions, dogs, whatever this is.
Maybe they'll name an alliance.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So let's Paul and his minions. So this temptation at least allows for a change. I think we all know what's going to happen. I mean, Cody, Jody is in trouble. So with this temptation, at least they can compete. One could possibly be safe. one could, you know, I have my theories about this, but it would allow for at least some kind of a change. So it's not such a predictable mm-hmm. week this week.
Yes.
You were telling me earlier you want one of them to lose.
Guys, I have this theory. Yeah,
tell Let's hear it.
I have this theory, which I think is brilliant. So hopefully, Jody, if you're listening to my brainwaves, do this. So hopefully both of them will compete. One could win the temptation. One would throw it, automatically get in last place. Therefore, they're on the block and they are automatically in veto. They don't have to chance it to get pulled. So that way there's a hope that one could win. One could win the veto. Boom. You can't touch Jody that way.
Right?
Idea. Yeah.
Strategy.
Will they think that through,
no,
though?
Absolutely not.
It's so funny. Come on, Jody. Wanting them to, like, always, every season, like, you want them to do something, but, like.
Right. But they don't.
No, I
but
know.
That's, we're not in their head. That's if the current HOH does not just do the obvious and throw them up right away.
Right.
And it's just. Well, how creative is he going to be?
They the competition before the nominations.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
They they do have a hand in something if they want to do it. So, anyway, okay. In this competition, Mark wins, Jason loses, which is, I mean. Whatever. In a dizzy back competition, did you have to do that?
No, I didn't. Which they have been taking so many competitions from OTT. We did not do this one. Thank God. I don't think I would do well at it. But, I mean, it's very entertaining to watch, especially watching Mark, who's massive in a tutu, and then was just, like, throwing the ball. It's not even rolling them, just, like, launching them.
Well, his strategy was good, too. He was, like, going slow.
Which so was smarter, could, yeah, which smart. Obviously worked. Look at Jason, who failed miserably at it. But I mean, I thought it was funny that it's always like the one person you don't want to win so bad ended up always winning wins. And it ruined Paul's plan.
Well, can we
but you did I like that Mark won that.
I know I do too. I was totally for it, but I think it's just ironic that something didn't go Paul's way.
Of course. Why can we discuss the use of the hex and Jessica going, I mean, why is Jessica being so irrationally emotional? She's walking around saying, I don't want to use the hex. It's like, yeah, I don't want to put on pants, but I don't want to get fired either. Like, yeah. I mean, you have, it's just something that you have to do. What do you guys?
I was thinking about this earlier. Her contemplating not using it gave her a lot of airtime. So if she wants to go in the episode,
there you go.
She made her way into the episode. Yeah. She has two storylines. Do I use the hex or do I not use it? Yeah. And that got her in the whole episode.
I think she got caught up in
and
the paranoia.
And into the next one, too. And into this one.
Yeah.
I think she got caught up in the paranoia that comes in that house. Do I? Don't mm-hmm. I? You have so much time to think if I'm going to make this move or not. And so much time to weigh options. Where people like us, we're just like, you know, we're just going to do it and we're going to see what happens. We don't have time to weigh every single beat that could mm-hmm. or may not happen. But with her, she does. And of course, you get in your head.
I definitely think it was smart for her to think of both options. I think what really pushed her over the edge was the big blow-up fight. And that's when she was like, you know what? Using the hex, like, for sure. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I get why she thought about both. But, you know, I think she did make the right move in the end.
I just love how she was saying, she went to Paul and was like, so do you have any questions about the hex? As if she's like prescribing right. medication.
Well, she
like,
went
you know
about it in the complete wrong way. Like either like withhold all information and use that to your advantage or lie. Be like, you know, make up something. Instead, she was just like playing coy. Like,
but aren't you not allowed to use production to your advantage? Wasn't that like using
that is true. You
strategy?
Can't like flat out lie.
Wait, so
but
what did,
like,
what did you just say?
You can't like use production as strategy. So like she can't say the hex
does all this magical stuff.
It does something it doesn't do. Because then people will be scared of it and that.
But she could, I mean, I feel like everyone was so skeptical anyway that mm-hmm. she could have said what it was and people still might not have believed her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Paul should have known that she can't lie about it. So like anything
That's true.
She said had to be true.
Right.
So I don't know.
Okay. That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jessica.
I mean, that was funny. Okay. So then let's get to Wednesday's show. Why don't you? Why don't you?
Wednesday, the veto competition. So we know Jason, Cody, and Jessica are on the block. This is when the big, actually a lot of fights happen this. So Jody meets with Paul. Basically, they're like, you made a huge mistake. And he's like, well, I had to see if there was a hex. Like, he kind of did the rational thing. Cody freaks out because I don't know why he really freaked out. I guess Paul said, Jessica, like, lower your voice. And that set Cody off in a rant. They get in a fight, which leads to Jody getting into a fight. Then we see Josh and Mark getting into a fight. Due to Cody, of course, and that actually escalated pretty quickly. And
that was good.
So yeah, it was a great fight. I was like, okay, boys, mm-hmm. like I want to see some punches thrown.
Did anybody else think this was like Laguna Beach or like?
Yeah, I almost felt like it was like almost like kind of like Jersey Shore. I was like, oh my gosh, like two guys getting into a fight, and then
But even the couples are like, I can't do this in real life.
The music choice montage.
Yes.
The music choices were like Out of the Young and the Restless. And exactly. Then they had the fight where they like they slammed it to the on the feet, they slammed it to the fish, like just when it was getting good with Mark. Right. It was really good TV.
It was a good episode. And then like I feel like then they had the romantic storyline where you finally see Cody open up and say that he doesn't know if he's good for Jessica and it. That whole love story.
Do you think that he was genuine?
Yeah.
I think he was.
Everything Cody does is genuine, and that's why I love Cody.
You were saying outside that you think that he's the most real.
Yeah, he's one of the most... I feel weird saying this in front of someone who was on the show, but he's one of the most real house guests I've seen in a while.
I mean...
And it's funny because he said... Guys. He cited Evil Dick as one of his favorite house guests, and they're completely different, but they're also both very real and...
Definitely agree with that, and I definitely think he was being realistic with Jessica. I just think, like, it was a typical couple fight. It's a guy basically not saying anything and a girl being like, why aren't you saying something? So I was like, well,
yeah,
this is typical. And then we kind of end the episode with Paul is trying to convince Jessica not to use the hex. And she's bantering back and forth. She wants 2 weeks of protection. And she also demands Alex to be out of the house if she agrees with this. So, I mean, Paul lies, obviously. And then we go to the veto comp. And lo and behold, Paul wins it. Who would have thought?
Of course.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought that one?
We do have a picture. I don't know if they have it up in there, but of Cody Cloud.
Oh my! Can we talk about whenever he was supposed to sneeze and he, you know, like Jason made the big sneeze and Cody goes, "Achoo." That's it.
The more humiliating things that they can make him do is it just makes it so much funnier because he acts like he's on like. I don't know.
Oh, you're really putting him out to do this stuff. Yeah. You're really taking time out of his day.
I mean, it's like a survival show, like what the Not Naked and Afraid, because that's ridiculous. But something to that effect, where you have to like hunt and he's like, you're on Big Brother. This is where you wear costumes and you like play wiffle ball, like,
right?
Like,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, Cody.
I heard a few things. I heard a few things. Maybe perhaps one of you have that. He kind of skirted around production a little bit and presented himself through the process. A little bit different than how he actually is. And that's why we're kind of stuck with this Cody Cloud and not exactly the ball of fun that they look for.
Well, I mean, going through that firsthand, everyone in audition process, you're going to be...
There he is.
Super. Cody Cloud.
That's probably not the worst one we could have gotten, but...
I mean, he looks good as a weatherman. Cody... I see another job in your future.
I think he's the best looking one in the house, I will say. I think he is.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot to choose from. No. Well, oh, okay. I don't know. I forget about Matt and Mark because they're kind of invisible.
Jessica's hot.
But Jessica is.
Okay, boys.
No, I mean, Jessica is. And it was Cody.
She drives me absolutely insane. That's probably why I like her so much.
I'm okay with all the soap opera stuff this week, but look, I mean, what else is going on? I'm good for 2 episodes of that, and I watched the piece. I feel like I have enough, but I'm ready for something else to happen now.
I think Jessica has had 2 of the best lines this season. The first one is when she fought with Christmas and she said, "You had days to speak to me," and then tonight it was, "God, I hate being the center of attention."
She does have good lines. No, my favorite line is she was sitting in the hammock, and you know, everyone on this season only wants to make it to jury, and she was like, "It's $8,000, go get a job." And I was like, finally, somebody said it. Yes. Like,
she also had an odd moment where she talked about what her father did. Did you catch that? That was an odd...
But I think I read an article about somebody who was like, it was really uncomfortable.
What does her father do?
I don't know. She didn't want to speak ill of him, but she said that he allegedly was a gay prostitute. I don't know. And then she made up this whole thing about how she got good Christmas gifts around the holidays because that was his busiest time. And then Cody didn't believe it. She's like, no. And then Cody asked her again. And then she said, I don't want to talk about it.
Interesting.
So I really don't know the truth. This is all alleged.
Can somebody elaborate on this?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I just want to know why Jessica was so why they were both like up in Paul's face, like acting like this was such a bad move for him to do it. They don't want to have to use the hex because they want to use it for another week. Mm-hmm. But that's not a bad game move, in his opinion. They're acting like, that's the worst decision you could possibly make. And
I mean, but his HOH was wasted. I mean, now he's HOH again because Josh won. But
at least they're getting the hex out of the way. Because I think you mentioned that last week, where you're like, just get it out of the way.
Right.
Let's move on from it. yeah, his HOH is done, but he's got everybody else in the house
right.
working
so it's
for
like
him.
It's not really done. I think they got upset. I think it was Jessica's pride. I think she wanted so desperately for Paul to come to her and be like, tell me more. Like, I need to know details. And he was just like, I'm going to wait and hash this out and we'll see. Yeah. And I think she was just more butthurt about that, that he didn't, which, I mean, it makes sense. You weren't giving him anything. Yeah. Like, why would he come beg you for answers when mm-hmm. he knew? I mean, he's a vet.
Can someone else read that? I think I have like glaucoma or something. I can't read the
well,
screen
there was
for
a
some
glare,
reason.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
not
Brian,
the screen. It's,
so good.
No, I'm having like crazy issues with my. I think that,
which one do you want to read?
No, just if somebody can keep it.
Oh, I got y'all.
Thank you guys. Okay, let's move on to this tonight's show.
Yes,
we don't all have to look at it, but
everyone's staring intently for the next best question.
Stop the conversation. No, so I want to know what you guys think about Cody straight up lying to Jessica. Do you think he just forgot?
I do.
Okay, so just so we can give some clarity here, Paul tells Jessica that Cody told Matt that Cody wanted to use Alex and Jason to get out Jessica and Raven down
that was
the
like
line.
Day 13.
That was
right.
It was a different game.
It doesn't even count.
Yeah, very early.
Count. Yeah.
But then Jessica confronted him about it and he straight up lied to her. So mm-hmm. you guys do think that he just forgot?
I just think he didn't think it was a big deal. Like he just.
I mean, I think he remembered, but at that point, she was pretty emotional. Like,
yeah.
She was high strung. They had been in a fight. Can you imagine if he would have been like, yes, you are right. I did say that.
Right.
So in his best interest, I mean, it was day 13.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the best move. I mean, I feel like it's so much worse now that he lied because if it does come back, then she's really going to be pissed, you know?
I think it was an oversight but I think it was a choice not to go there because anything in his mind that's coming from the other side of the house is a ploy and made up and he's not going to give mm-hmm. it attention. He's not going to believe it anyway. So I think that he probably didn't even give it the mental capacity to even think, did I really say this? Because it's just coming from them and they're going to lie and they've been cheats mm-hmm. the whole time according to him. So that's where I think he's coming from.
He's really portraying himself as a victim. He's doing a really good job of that, I will say.
Are you Team Cody? Like, I can't tell.
I'm still on the fence.
I'm Team Jody.
I'm watching it from a
bipartisan eye right now. I'm not really sure what I think of Jessica and Cody. I mean, sometimes I want to root for Jessica because she will say things that Cody, I don't think he has a strategy. I think he wants to play because he's like a competitor. He's a competitor, yeah. And I respect that, but I don't think he knows what this show is
about.
Or like how to play. Jessica, on the other hand, every time she does something right, she does something that I want to like smack my face with. So I'm not, I don't know.
So no.
But I'm not, like, also not like team, yeah. really like gung-ho team.
Anyone else,
like 100%
right.
either. Like well, the rest it's of
the house. I would say Paul, Jessica, and Cody are the three that are.
Well, like, yeah, they're the only people who really seem to be playing yeah. this. And well yeah. Cody not even he's just lumped in with Jessica. Yeah. She seems to really be playing.
Right.
And then it's Paul yeah. playing and everyone else just doing right. what Paul says.
And I think that's why Jody has the fans that they have, because there's a lot of unlikable people or people that are aligned with unlikable people. A lot of people really don't care for Paul. So I think by default they side with them over Team Paul.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of what happened to me. I don't really care for Paul, and now I'm like, all right, Jody, I'll watch what you're up to. And they were very good this week, so.
But what do you think about the chaos that he's causing? Do you think that's...
Well, that's a fine line.
Yeah, there is a fine line.
Let's talk about what happened there, because that was... And what your feelings were about all the fighting, infighting that happened. So, I mean, I guess...
Well, this is where someone like Mark really came to light, saying bullying isn't... Is this what we're talking about, bullying?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, bullying's not okay, harassment's not okay. Like, when he was being bullied... But well, when Josh was like in his face, and mm-hmm. then when Jessica and Cody were being bullied at first, and then when they were taunted outside again, Mark in the diary room, I think, said it the best.
Oh, it looks like I'm barely reading this, but Joseph Boza says TMZ put out an article today showing yeah. Cody's accomplishments mm-hmm. in the Army. Four rifleman experts.
Two tours in Afghanistan, 4 years in the Army. I mean, he fought
so
for our country, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Thanks, Turtle Slayer, Turtle Man.
Is that Alex Wood?
Yeah, good.
No,
eyes.
It's not. But I mean, I am very happy that Mark and Matt were like, you know what, this isn't right. But when does it get to a point where somebody steps in, like yeah. Mark, and be like, hey guys,
well,
like
Matt at one point stepped in and Matt said to Christmas, but... he was like, are we really encouraging Josh?
Right, but then he took a back seat still. So I'm like,
well, to protect yeah, Raven when she
but, right, out. I mean, yeah, I guess you have to, but I'm just waiting for, you know, someone to just step out and be like, guys, like,
yeah.
come on.
Yeah, but didn't Matt make those comments in the diary room? Or did he say that?
I don't think Matt's ever had a confessional.
He said it in the diary room in tonight's episode,
and
then
he also said it to Christmas, and that led to Christmas having a massive explosion that... I was like,
can we point out the best moment in tonight's episode was when Julie told Christmas to hurry up?
Yeah. Yes.
She's like, I'm working
she's
here.
Like limping, and Julie's like, we're on live TV. You need to hurry.
So great. I still like Christmas, even though she's aligned with all those fools.
I think that she's trying to.
I like Christmas.
I think she's trying to put herself in the position of like a female Paul and like failing miserably.
Right.
She, like, when she was trying to convince Jessica to not use the hex, that was so unconvinced. She's like, what? He did?
Yeah.
I think Brittany Haynes from season 12 tweeted this. She said Christmas is going to be the Paul next season. So they're going to ask her back next season.
Which would make sense because she's injured for some of it.
Yeah.
She's like really smart. And,
I mean, I would like to see her play fully able to play.
Totally.
Because I think it'd be very, very different.
Yeah. How would you have handled that in the house if you had broken something?
I mean, it's hard. Because you go through like, so much to be there. And, I mean, you want to fight and stay. I mean, I would probably be where Christmas is, too.
You
like, you want to stay
yeah.
in the house. But, I mean, from a fan point, it's so much different. Because you're like, oh, they get to leave. They get to go to the hospital. Like, you're not getting the full Big Brother experience. But I know what she went through. I know she left so much. Like, you leave your whole life at home to go on that show. So... you're going to want to fight tooth and nail as long as you can.
Had that happened to you, do you think you would have won? And do you think Christmas can win?
Jeez.
I think she'll last pretty long. Okay. I think she'll be like 3 or 4, because who's really going to go
well,
for
didn't
her?
You say...
will she win? Like, will people vote for her in the end? Or?
I don't think it's going to get that far, because I don't think she's going to be able to participate in this final, the comic book and all that stuff.
Right, when it gets to the end,
how
and
do you do it?
It gets to the point where sometimes you need to win to get
to
the end.
Well, she might be good. I've broken my ankle. she might be good after 6 weeks, which was... But it's been 2 or 3.
But I thought they were saying like this was like a.
It
was
a bad jingle for every time we say Christmas.
That Big Brother does.
Yeah.
They have all sorts of memes for her.
I think I so that's my thought. But you didn't answer the question.
Oh, do I think I would have won? I don't think I would have won OTT with a broken foot because in my situation, I mean, it did get to the point where. I mean, it was me versus Justin. You had to win your way to the end. Do I think I would have won that comp with a broken foot? No. I mean, it could have been different. I don't know if they would have switched the comps for me if I did have a broken foot. But also, America was voting. So that could have been very different in my case. Mm-hmm. If I would have had a broken foot and made it to the end, do I think I would have more of a sympathy card and maybe gotten more votes? Maybe. Mm-hmm. So I guess it kind of depends on the comps.
Didn't you say last week that Christmas, you feel like her breaking her ankle is almost like makes her on the same level, like, or somebody said that last week. I think
Jason was saying that.
A really interesting theory, because now she is, but I feel like she would be either out or on the block all the time if she were because she'd be a beast. She'd have to really
tone it down.
Agree. Yep.
Well, now it's like she kind of has an excuse not to win these
comps.
And
to her credit, like, she had to change her game.
Completely,
Okay, so from Wednesday's...
Change your game to play the game. Change your game to play the game.
From Wednesday's show to Thursday's show, we thought that Jessica was going to, at one point, not use the hex.
Mm-hmm. She was always going
to
use it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's how...
CBS tried to fool us.
It was led to... Yeah.
So you think... So that just leads me to the question. Do you guys think that she did flip on a dime, or do you think it was already... that she was, like, contemplating it just for TV purposes? Kind of.
Sorry. I was going to say, I think it was cut that way. I think that she wasn't going to...
She was never going to use it.
No,
or
I really
she was
don't.
Never not going
Why
to use
would
it.
She not? It's like when... And during Frankie's season, when they had that button in the have-not room, it's like, how do you not press the button? Right. Like, how do you not do it? This is the game. I mean, you'd be an idiot not to just see what happens. So, to me, it was just the way it was cut. They have to put that doubt in there to make you keep watching. If it was
no-brainer...
No, but
she actually really contemplated on the feeds. Like, it was
she really
like,
did.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Thing.
I'm surprised. I guess they got in her head.
I mean, when you're alone, it's, I think it's easy to have someone get in your head. But at the same time, I read a tweet, I think, from Rachel Riley today, and she was saying, why would she not use it? You know, keeping Cody around, he's always going to be a target that people might gun for, whereas if he's out of the house, it's going to be her. There's never going to be someone ahead of her, really, to be like, oh, you know, maybe we could save Jessica for next week, like, put someone else this week. So, like, it makes sense, and he's really the only one she can trust. I mean, look at the blow-up fights that happened this week. Like, who would she work with if he was not there?
She was, in my eyes, she was always going to use it.
Right. I don't know, like,
you think so?
Maybe. Yeah, like, maybe she used it as strategy, like, that she was contemplating. That's how she got some things.
That's true.
So we have these massive fights. We have basically Jessica and Cody. It all started kind of when Jessica saw Raven talking to Kevin and Jason, and it was a little... That kind of spurred Jessica to say that's really sketchy, and then it kind of all spiraled from there.
I mean, can we just talk about that? This fight, the one where Raven really, like, it was what hashtag Raven exposed on Twitter. That fight,
Raven exposed.
Yes. Go look up. Go look at it. It's worth your time. Excited. But that fight was over a cat ears headband. Like, that's why they were fighting, and I didn't pick up on that until today, and I was like, excuse me, what? Like, this is causing Raven to get that upset because she's saying Jessica threw a name under the bus over cat ears. I literally just could not believe that.
Well, Alex claims that she did that to kind of show the petty side to Jessica, which... I get, but the others...
Do we know who hid the cat ears?
Is that... I don't know.
But
the others...
Twitter?
So, so Alex did it as a strategy, I guess, to show this side of Jessica to the house, which they probably already knew. But the others were just downright cruel and mean and character assassination. And I mean, it really turned ugly fast. I didn't care for it.
Well, I think that you were talking, you were going to talk about something that was happening outside of what the feeds. Well, I guess it was on the live feeds, but it wasn't on the show.
So, yeah, me and Brian were talking about this before, and we just thought it was so interesting that... So there was this big blow-up fight, the bullying that everyone was talking about. I mean, TMZ was writing about it. It was on E! News. Like, it was on their televised E! News program.
Legit.
Yeah, so crazy. But, I mean, they showed clips of the fight, but they didn't show... The main controversy was that the house guests, mainly Paul and Christmas, were, like, kind of the orchestrators. They were going to try and... basically say that demean Cody, like, you're not in the military, like, you didn't serve our country, like, kind of just, like, basically degrade him, like, but and the whole thing is, like, he fought for our country, like, he put his life on the line, and for them to, they basically wanted him to self-evict or punch Josh in the face. That was their kind of goal. And to me, I just think it's despicable. I was appalled watching when I saw the clip, and I just thought it was very ironic that it wasn't shown in tonight's episode. For understandable reasons, but I thought it was very important for people to know that.
I agree. It was very disrespectful. I mean, it's a game. You know what I mean? It's a game. You can't denounce this man's accomplishments because you don't like him because you're playing you're 40 days into a house, please.
Do you think that was Paul's... I mean, is that part of his gameplay or is it...
Is he's provoking the whole thing. Yeah, I believe Paul's provoking the whole thing. We saw him tonight. You need to be on level 30. You need to be doing this. You need to get upset. I don't respect that gameplay at all.
Yeah, but he has everyone in his pocket. What do you think?
I
don't know.
Well, I mean,
it's tough talking about specific players. Yeah. I don't know.
You have to stay. You have to stay.
Yeah,
pretty.
I'll cover this topic because I've made it very vocal.
No. I'll put it this way. So on BBOTT, I knew Jason before he went on because I had covered his season. Like, I've done like a bunch of interviews with him. And I was like rooting for Jason because like I really like Jason. But in terms of who he was aligned with in the house, like, I didn't really prefer them. And similar with Paul. Like, I'm rooting for Paul. But I don't like his alliance, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I know him outside the house. It's just weird. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird fine line between...
But you would say he's not that person. I mean,
no, he's a character on a TV show. Right. Like, he's playing a game.
Well, even
so...
he said that. And I understand...
And I think if he breaks away from some of the people in his alliance, he'll get his favorability up.
But
I'm also team Jessica and Cody, too.
So. I think public opinion has him pretty low. Yeah. You know, it's hard to come back if people view you a certain way.
Right, you have to...
I think about, too, Nicole, though. I mean, and not that this was the same thing, but she, when in 16, everybody loved her and, you know, couldn't get enough of her. And then in 18, she was, you know, viewed as a snake and not and not so lovable as she was, but it was part of her strategy to get to the get to the end. So again, that's why I ask about this, like, is it part of a strategy? Because I just, you know, if it is, then I don't know. I
don't think bullying is cool, but I don't think Paul's the only one bullied. Like, maybe he's intimidated, but I don't think bullying is okay, acceptable. Harassment's not okay, acceptable.
Well, even the point Jason made last week, which I think you can kind of put in this situation too, is he played the game the first time.
Getting crazy comments.
He knew the risk that he made, so he came in ruthless in OTT. And I think that's kind of the same with Paul. And I agree with Paul. The pots and pans are fine, the bullying, but it's when you start bringing people's personal lives into the game is when there's a line that's crossed. Because you're all in this house.
Yeah, no one's military.
Right, exactly. You're all in this house. So, that's what I'm saying. So keep people up late. I'm all for pots and pans, banging and all that. But it's when you start bringing in people's families, you know, their military background. Like, anything in the outside world, that's just when I'm like, all right, it's past gameplay. It's past that.
I agree.
That's a personal dig, and that's where I find it kind of unacceptable.
So me. Now I'm now going back to the kind of back to the fight with Jessica. So I thought it was interesting that she, Alex, when the fight started, Alex called out Jessica. She said, why are you targeting me or whatever? And Jessica says, because you put me on the block. But I find that so funny, because why didn't she then put Alex on the block when next to Josh rather than Ramsey? Mm-hmm. It just was like a weird, I don't know. Seems like such a cop out to me, because she could have easily put Alex on the block with Josh when she could have used the power of veto or whatever, put Alex on the block. They would have evicted Josh. She would have gotten at least one
person,
that she doesn't want. I don't know. What did you guys think about that? I just felt like it was kind of a cop out. I mean, that whole thing when they were talking about the gameplay, not like when they got
right.
But
I mean, I think Jessica's made her fair share of stupid mistakes. Going back to it, she tends to listen to Cody, and it. I mean, but vice versa. Like, I think they both kind of aren't good for each other, but they're stuck together. So I'm going to root for the underdogs. But like.
I think they're going to last outside.
I don't know. I'm like very.
No one can compete with Frenchel, but they're like.
But like
the actual like most real showmancer has been in a while.
But the odds for showmancers making it out of the house are like 1 out of 10. So
there are fomances versus showmans. This is like an actual showman.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but she keeps questioning, how do you behave in the real world? Is this really you? Like all over the live feed. So I don't know if she's that comfortable with him. I don't know. Is that accurate for me to say?
I think so. I mean, I agree. If she's having such doubts, it makes you wonder what if it is,
but she's thinking about like
that's true. Yeah. So like that is good, because most people are just like in this fairy tale, like la la la, it's Big Brother, I'm in love. She's like
thinking about what.
So
it's
that is
like
true. I haven't thought that far.
And so,
Team Jody over here.
Yeah, where's your Team Jody T-shirt? I was expecting it.
Oh, I'm totally Team Jody. Yeah.
Team over everybody. Or? Okay.
Well, I can tell you who my like favorites are, who I'm rooting for. It's Jessica, Cody, Kevin, Mark, and then, I mean, I guess we'll get to this later when I interview them, but Devon was up there too.
Okay.
And then Paul, because I know Paul. Maybe I'm not like the biggest Devon fan of this season, but I think
Devon could win. Or you mean Dominique?
I mean Dominique.
So. Okay. Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
And
I do like Dom.
Yeah.
Devon's like one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
She's the best. She is great. Yeah. But is it. Now, is it just because, as we were talking about earlier, like, is it an underdogs thing? Is that why you liked Team Jody, or is it...
Yeah, well, I liked Cody more so than Cody and Jessica since the beginning.
Liked Cody after the second episode?
Yeah.
Bryce is appalled right now.
I'm like...
Are you really?
I'm just shocked. Like, he's so unlikable. Yeah. I said this before, that it's so amazing how someone who's, like, a decorated war veteran and someone who, like... You know, as a crazy beard and tattoos, like the war veteran is the villain, and this guy is the hero. It's just like it's such a like David versus Goliath, like opposite side. You know, I just thought that was. I just think it's kind of funny that
I just like he like I don't know. He
your
just
point is him being super real. Does
super
resonate.
Real. Right. He was the underdog in the beginning. He didn't get like. He had something, a twist, like, against him. Like, I don't know.
And, I mean, he had to put up
it's more
a
so
third,
him, like,
three-fourths
I like
of the house, so.
And Cody saw right through Paul from the beginning, so I like that.
Which is
that
nice.
That was smart. Yes. Do you guys think, obviously, okay, so Jessica ultimately uses a halting hex. There was no eviction tonight. Do you guys think, I mean, I think this is pretty obvious, but do you think this is the right move? And it should I mean,
what, using the hex?
Well, yeah. I mean, do you think that she should have gone with like what she was talking
Getting Cody out
and getting Cody out, and that was the wrong.
No, it was the right move.
No, I definitely think it was the right move, especially with the events that led up to that, with the fights and the drama and all that. Like, definitely think it's the right move. I hope they can pull off this week, and I hope it's not predictable. But I mean, I was happy she did use it.
I had a moment when I was thinking about this, and I was like, I bet he is going to tell her not to use it so she can save her own game, and he'll be the one that will sacrifice himself. Yeah. So that's what I was waiting on, that perhaps that going down. But because they kept talking on the feeds, and when they had that hammock scene right towards the end, that whole conversation was, do we walk out of the house together and walk away from the show? Mm-hmm. It wasn't, how am I going to go on without you? It was like, how much longer are we going to put up with this? Should we just leave now? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if these guys are already mentally checked out, then maybe they won't use it.
Yeah. Okay, so Josh wins HOH. What fresh hell do you think this is going to bring?
A whole new circus of events.
I'm hoping he like goes rogue.
That's what I was hoping too. Like, he could.
I have a theory, but go ahead.
He has every crazy bone in his body to do something. So I'm just hoping, like, what if, like, somehow Jessica and Cody, like, team up with him, and they're like, all right, we have a game plan. Like, all they have to do to Josh really is be like, Josh, this would be epic. Like, that's all they have to say is, Josh, this would be epic. Like, you could be like the hero of Big Brother, and he'd be like, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I could do this.
So play to his ego.
Yes, exactly. Play to his ego. Let him be the star of the week. I don't know. I think that's a long shot. I think he's got Paul so in his ear that it won't happen, but that's like my end goal for this week.
Absolutely. Okay, so Brian, so we do have some questions for you if you're willing to answer them. If you're able to. So we know that you were able to speak to all the house guests. So why don't you kind of explain like what kind of how
so
your coverage works?
So every year, we can tell our cast.
Oh my gosh! Brian interviewed me. This is how we became friends.
It was my first BBOTT interview.
Before you went in,
right? Okay. So before you go in the house, you like do
it's
your
like press.
Day,
like, I don't know actually how much I can say, but
it's press day.
Each cast member is like brought room to room to each like press outlet. They can't see each other. They're like blindfolded throughout the day, and you meet each of them, and you spend like, I mean, depending on who it is.
Depending on how good your interview is.
Yeah, depending on how good they are, you spend like 15 to like 20 minutes with them. I don't know, maybe less.
Well, Brian is my
like
very
an hour
first
with Glenn,
interview
though, from season 18,
and I was so nervous.
Wow, that really went far.
It was, yeah. Me and Glenn like have lunch together in this season. Glenn.
Really? I'm offended. Our interview was good.
Did you guys talk? How long did you talk? Like 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was like 2 minutes. I was like, the worst.
I asked for a picture and like we couldn't.
Oh yeah, he was like, can we take a picture? And they're like, no. And I was like, oh my god, yeah, Snapchat. And then they're like, no, you're cut off from the world. You cannot Snapchat.
You can't do that.
But I was taking I was taking like this, you know, like Snapchat filter, and you save it. I wasn't gonna like post it, but they thought I was gonna post it. But then I took pictures of everyone else.
So
me and Alex took like a jumping off the couch photo.
Oh really? So you get to interview the guests before they go out.
Yeah,
the house.
So I met all of them before they moved into the house. Mm-hmm. And my favorites that day were Mark, Megan, Dominique, and Kevin.
Now, do you think, did they impress you the most, or do you think that they had the most, what kind of, what?
Just like, we were just like talking, like even like beyond Big Brothers, like me and Dominique had like a photo shoot, which was like really fun, and like I posted one of the photos. Hey, Dominique.
Hey,
Dominique.
Hey
yeah.
girl.
Yeah, hey, Dominique.
Dominique, come on our show.
Me and Kevin's from Boston, we like talked about like life, and like, I'm from Boston, so we like talked about that, and like, we actually, I don't even think we talked, it was weird like editing his interview, because we didn't really talk about Big Brother that much.
I can
see
like,
that
tell
with my
Kevin.
Daughter, he's like, write a note to my daughters telling them I love them. Anyone who has like a family or something they're like fighting for the like the grand prize for, like I root for them. Like Jason recently, when it, like he like broke down the diary room, I started rooting for him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That
so
was sweet.
Who impressed you the least?
That day.
What?
That day.
Yeah. Like I mean not
or like who did you have like high hopes for? Yeah. Like you were like, oh my god, I'm pumped to talk to them, and then you're like, wah, wah.
Honestly, throughout the whole day, like when I left that day, I was like, this season's kind of like a dud, but this season's like one of the best. Like the cast is so great, and it was because some of the interviews, like Alex wasn't, I guess, the most impressive interview. Mm-hmm. Jillian wasn't that.
Jillian,
I don't
girl.
Know. We didn't
love
like,
you,
but yeah, I mean, it's a more of a connection. It's not necessarily who impressed you, who didn't.
Yeah, and then it's like people who I like will I think would do well. Like, I thought Dominique would do really well. And then Alison Grodner, when I interviewed her, she said Dominique was a frontrunner.
Wow.
That's
very interesting.
Kevin, I still think, can do really well. I wish we, like, could see more diary rooms from Kevin, because, like, I want to know what's going on in his head.
Like, I want to know what Kevin is thinking, but you... It's almost like you don't even get to see these other characters in the episode because it is so Jody versus Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the central conflict.
I have a funny Josh Castaway story.
What?
I have a funny Josh.
Yeah. Share.
So, you know, like, how you tell, like, your occupation or whatever?
Yes.
His occupation is, like, hair care sales.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he didn't know that was his occupation. And I told him, I was like, oh, so your occupation's hair care sales. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, I'm a businessman. And, like, he was, like, stressing out.
Does he go door to door?
I'm not sure. But he was stressing out that his occupation is hair care sales. So he's going to be really stressed when he leaves.
Yeah.
But it says it on his...
It says, no, it says it every time. Hair care. So and I was wondering, I was like, does he sell, like, Rogaine? Does he, like... I don't know.
Like, I think he goes door to door.
No, I don't... I'm not sure. I think his family has, like, a hair...
Hair salon? Maybe, like, works in, like, a hair
salon.
So what? They own Rogaine?
Hair products. Not Rogaine. Like...
It's the only hair product I can think of.
Who else? Megan, I really liked. I'm really sad what happened.
I had
to her.
A lot of high hopes for her.
Yeah, she was bullied also.
Right. Like, and look. Then that's it. Okay, back to this thing because I could go on a rant about this.
I know.
So they had someone self evict, and you see how upsetting that is. Like, somebody voluntarily chooses to leave the game because of some people's actions. Why would you want that again? Like, to
she didn't quit. Too. That's, like, one thing that's, like, not clear in the show. Like, I can tell you guys all for a fact she, like, did not quit.
Right, but it was...
She didn't self-evict. That's self-evict is quit. Like, she didn't
that's
quit.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it wasn't recommended. It was for, return.
I'm not like, sure she just had to leave for, like,
health,
something
like
that. Well. I hope she's...
All right,
she's I think she's spoken out about it.
Yeah, I think... I've seen her on Twitter about it.
Back to, like, I'm rooting for Cody and Jessica now. Like, I really liked Cody in the interview because he was, like, just himself. Yeah, very straightforward. Jessica, we like talked about The Hills because she works with Frankie Delgado.
Oh, interesting.
The Hills is before your time.
Wait,
I was like, I've never watched The Hills.
They work for the same company or something like that. I wasn't the biggest fan of her interview, but I'm rooting for her in the show.
Question about Cody. Did Cody give you emotion in his interview? Or was he as like straightforward and like no emotion as he is on the show? Or did he like smile and laugh?
Yeah, how was he?
No, he was pretty straightforward. He told me he was going to disappear after the show. He's like, no more interviews after, like, I'm done after. Wow. I was like, I'm going to win that money and disappear.
Congratulations, Jessica.
I'm trying to think who else is in the cast.
Right. Matt? Did Matt, was he like, I'm going to run this house, and now he's just not running the
house? I expected a lot out of him. Like, I expected that he's going to be one of the ones, one of the first ones out of the gate, like, running things, and... Even tonight, he proved that he was useless in that scene. He's like, I'm not going to tell you anything.
I know, that was so
pointless. Matt, why?
Do you think, has anybody changed your perception now that you, like, do you still like the people that you liked then and vice versa? Or do you feel...
Yeah, I think I do.
You still like
everybody? But I like people that I may not have been the biggest fan of when I first met them. Like, I like Jessica and Cody now.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Alex didn't have, like, I don't know, like, our interview's just short. She was also the last interview of the day, and I was like...
So she's like, bye.
But she talks about our interview on the feeds a lot. It's really funny.
Well.
But then I was rooting for her in the beginning of the season, but now I'm not, like, rooting for her anymore because she's kind of fallen.
Right.
She's kind of fallen.
Yeah, she... I liked her for a couple weeks. I thought she was a strong female, and now it's just, like... Well, she's a Paul minion, and...
I think
she could get away from that.
Yeah. I hope so, because...
I think she can... get out of it.
She seemed like somebody who was really playing and was like thinking things through and had all these alliances, and now it's all of a sudden it's like she runs back and forth to Paul for everything. So I really think if they can get Paul out of the house, I think
that would be
interesting. Brand new game. Brand new game.
I really liked Elena too.
Yeah, and I want to.
I'm like thinking.
I like Elena.
Elena's funny.
But it's like we haven't got to see Elena really. Like I wanted her to win HOH this week because what would she do? Like, she's, like, kind of with Cody and Jessica. Kind of with...
that's on the fence.
Right, like, so it's like, what would they do?
I feel like someone like her could take over later in the game. I feel like she's still kind of laying in wait a little bit. I feel like there's a lot that she could still do.
I think Elena could win.
Careful, yeah.
Yeah, I could see
one to watch, for sure.
I have a question about sort of the media scrutiny that these people face being on TV all the time, like, 24/7. Do you prepare them at all? Or, like, what do you... How do you see... Do you feel like... I don't know, I guess... It seems like people just kind of unfold, or like there's people that don't know how to handle it. I don't know if you experience that at all or like see that? Or is it different? You know?
Kind
of like, is it different that when they go into the house?
One thing I really like about interviewing, like why I love doing this job is like Big Brother house guests are not media trained, so they will say whatever they want.
And they just blurt it out.
It's good. Like you just, you get like a real answer from someone. That's what, that you guys are a representation of what's going on in the country, and that's what's so great about it, the show.
Exactly.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, can you cover when you do your articles and stuff, can you cover the way that you want, or do you have to follow guidelines or anything? These are hard-hitting questions.
Well,
we get to the bottom of this.
As a journalist, you can't really be like too biased, and I'm...
you have to. You're not like, because some of the recaps and stuff will, they'll, you know, the writers will give their opinions and, you know, make
jokes. We don't really do that.
You just straight up cover.
You
just
say the facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll be like vocal about who I'm like rooting for, but I'm not.
I have a question. How was seeing the house before with Julie? Like, you were one of the first people who got to go in the house.
It was pretty cool. That was my second time being in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, inside the house. The fourth.
What was your favorite room?
So long ago.
Yeah, the rooms are so much better on season.
I feel like they don't really give a lot of attention to the
money room,
or like the there's like fake money. Well, in the world. Like they had that Ramses and they had the Ramses and Kevin thing, but
they switched it up. The have not room is what room that it was.
So the have not room is where the London room was last season.
Oh, interesting.
And the love room is where the have not room was last season.
Oh, so they switched it.
Oh, yeah, interesting. I never see anyone sleeping on the spikes. They're always
exactly. It's like do people actually sleep on that?
Was your have not room actually bad? I feel like you guys had a pretty easy.
I would.
What was it?
Yeah, so we were in like a Halloween, like goblin themed room. So there's like spiders on the wall, like all this like Halloween stuff. And we slept on a trampoline of spider webs. So it was like a trampoline with these giant bungee cords across it. So it's fine if you like to like sleep in like a C shape the whole entire night, like this like curved thing, so you don't sleep on the metal. And it was just miserable. And I was a have not the longest out of anyone in the house. So like now I'm like getting emotional about it, but no, it was not fun.
Bag memories.
But you're allowed to like put blankets on it, so you can make it better.
Did you ever watch the clip of you crying in like the corner?
No, I don't want to watch the clip of me crying in the have not room.
What is that now?
It was when you, I think you were like on slop or something. You were like crying to Alex about it, and she was like,
she was probably like petting my head.
They edited it as like a big sis helping the little sis. Mm-hmm.
Aww,
that's nice.
It was like a sibling.
How heartbreaking or touching. Me and Alex like don't get emotional now, but
have you taught them how to do ball smashers?
I haven't. No, we'll do that. We'll do like our last episode or something. But our signature like thing on OTT was a hair flip to the front.
Oh,
and ball smashers. Yeah. But CBS put this weird sound effect over it of us like smashing balls and like a glass breaking and a guy being like, "Ugh!" It was really weird. I was like, "All right, CBS, you just took it there." But it was fun.
So, do you guys have any predictions on who... actually, we can go into predictions. Let's do that.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Do you guys think... I mean, do you think it's going to be another obvious week? Or, I mean...
I think it probably will be, but I hope it's not.
Right.
Depends how much he takes in from Paul and other voices. But I think if it's just up to him, he'll just do the two meatballs.
Right. I think if it's up to just hit Paul in his ear, he'll do what Paul wants. If Jessica and Cody come up with a plan, which I hope they do. I hope they don't just sit down and die this week. Like, right. I want to see them do something. So maybe they will come up with a plan. But we also hopefully have this temptation competition. I'm hoping that'll change some things. And we'll see maybe Team Jody stick around a little longer.
I also think it'll be very strange because if whoever goes home this week, they won't be in jury. I think it'll be very weird if both Jessica and Cody are not in jury.
I agree. Like, one or the other.
I have high hopes that our plan that we talked about, that your plan works, because that would be...
Would that not be epic?
Amazing.
I think they'll be able to like pull out some comments.
And you guys, what is a meatball? Like, is it... Because if anyone looks like a meatball, it's Josh.
Right, like...
I mean, he looks like a meatball to me. So, I mean, is it... I don't know, whatever.
Is it really an insult?
Well, the funny...
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of like Fruit Loop Dingus, I guess.
Yeah. Right, it's like his catcher. Well, and then afterwards, I guess on the live feeds, he was being like, oh, like, Julie said meatball. Like, she thinks I'm funny. And everyone's like, she's laughing at you. She's laughing with you.
Oh, Josh. That's really funny. Oh, okay, all right, well, you guys, thank you so much, Ryan, for being here. This is such a great... Thank you for giving all your insight.
Of course, thank you so much.
We just so you guys know, we want to hear from you guys. We have a new segment called Buzz Big Brother. Tweet us a 30-second clip or a clip, or you can
or
tweet
just
us.
Tweet us your favorite moment.
Yeah, let
anything.
Us know what your favorite moment is. We might put it on the show. It's and just to use the hashtag
Buzz Big Brother.
Yeah, can I not say that? Buzz, you're not going to want to miss next week's show. We have one of the greatest players in Big Brother history. It's really big. So, like, if you have any guesses, tweet us at with the hashtag.
Are you not saying who it is?
No,
we're not. We're gonna. Y'all can guess.
You guys need to guess.
Guess the guest.
Aim high, okay? Hashtag Buzz Big Brother.
It might be a winner.
Maybe. You can find me. I'm Bryce McClay at Bryce Advice on Instagram and Twitter.
And I am Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter, Morgan_Ouellette.
And if you're a fan of reality TV and you're watching this show, you should definitely find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
Brian. And follow me at Brian, the letter B, Brian the Lion on Twitter and Instagram. And go to thehollywoodreporter.com, the live feed for all things Big Brother.
Thank you so much for being here, Brian.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Time. Thanks, guys.
Fun.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.